Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I'm here, Antoine Martin, coming from God's Miracle Church, here to just bring you some words of encouragement, words of comfort. And I'd like to start off by just giving a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come here today to just praise and just bless your holy name. Dear Father, I ask that every word that's coming out my mouth would be received in the depths of people's souls, of the real intake of the message. I ask all these things in your name. Amen. The title of this message today is Exhale the World and Inhale the Word. And I will be start off coming from Luke, the 8th chapter, the 11th verse. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh to the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. 13. They on the rock are they, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And I'm going to stop here, because a lot of times we can hear words, we can hear a good fiery message, and it's pleasing to the ear, and we really enjoy it. But as soon as we leave, we forget what was said. Fourteen, and they which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. These are the people that hear the word, accept the word, but are overshadowed by the cares of this world. Overshadowed by, in time of trouble, they scatter, they forget all that was said, all what they stood for. And what's going on right now is definitely trying people's souls. So it's real. It's real. 15, but that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit. With patience. That means even though we are grounded, we still have patience. It takes time to that root to set in. It takes time for growth. As I said in 14, when you see times of trouble and stuff, but these are the people that hold on. These are the people that grab a hold. And I like to believe that y'all are those people. And as we know as we're going from verse 12, these are the people that hear the word and do absolutely nothing about it. So here I'm really getting with when we read, and sometimes we have to read over and over and over the same thing really to get what applies to us, get what's entailed. And think of like a child. Jeffrey, sit down. Jeffrey, sit down. You have to keep on repeating. But we as children of God need that same thing. We have to constantly reassure ourselves that we're indeed growing, but we have to constantly need to hear confirmation. God saying, I'm here to keep you and sustain you. My word hasn't changed. The only thing we have to beware of, we cannot change. Applying God's word help us to grow. This is a principle of physical, mental, and spiritual growth. It's no time, as the devil is running rampant, it's no time to fall by the wayside. And God is saying, I'm always here for you. I'm always here for you. And as we become homebound and stand and just sitting in that home for days and days and weeks at a time, as I say, that's the time to plant seeds. Because as you know, like a farmer plants seeds with the expectation of a harvest. So now we are like planting seeds in our home. Planting seeds, well, when you have a harvest, you have more seeds that goes on to others. So when you instill values in your children, when you teach them things, when they see you being unmovable in your position, that means when they go out, they can plant more seeds. We're farmers of today. We farmers in this world. What we are actually doing is cultivating our spirit. Because, you know, you can't just drop seeds and expect, oh, blossoms. No, it does not work. As you see, me being raised up in the garden, and we know planting seeds is only a small portion of the game. It's called tilling. You till up. You prepare. You prepare. You do your dusting. You do your dusting so that nothing would interfere with your seeds. You have to cultivate the land. You have to work the land. It's a constantly work. Oh, my gosh. The word said, my God shall supply all my needs. And then you walk away. No, it's constant confirmation. Because like children, if it was so children, when you tell them one time, they'll remember. We're all human. I mean, we constantly need confirmation. We constantly need to know, hey, this is included for me. This word entails my life. How can I apply this word? Ecclesiastes 11:6 says, sow your seed in the morning and at evening. Let your hands not be idle. So, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally as well. So as I said, the seed, planting the seed is not like you can plant a seed and then sit down and then wait. Oh, it should come up right about now. My crop is coming up. Nah, it's a constant working. It's a constant. It's meeting the dough. It's a constant. So when it comes to your family, when it comes to your children, when it comes to your loved ones, that's where the nourishment, that's where the really getting in and tilling the land. So when they hear it, hey, they see you doing it. Hey, when they come across someone dealing with issues or dealing with problems, they know, well, my mom always told me this, so, hey, I'm going to share it. Being saved, being sanctified, being filled with the Holy Spirit does not just stop in your personal life. That's where we need to constantly be reminded in this time of trouble, in this time of uncertainty, in this time of unknown, in this time of not knowing where your next paycheck coming. This is a time to go back and reassure yourself. His word not going to change. So it's up to us to always go back. Because when you go back the second and third time, you're going to see the same thing you saw the first time. But the difference is when you get deep-rooted, you are known now, you're starting to apply what you read. You're starting to put things into words. Hey, my God, no, I'm not going to go hungry because the word says this. The word of God said, by his stripes, we were healed. You get to go back and find what benefits you at that specific giving time. You know, I think about the old flip phones, how you could just dial out. Imagine if you went to a flip phone to a smartphone. How it would be like foreign knowledge to you. You wouldn't know how to use it unless you look at the instructions. You can have your new flip phone, your boss calling you in the car. You got to check your email. I sent you something. But even though your phone is equipped to do that, you wouldn't know that because you haven't read the instructions. When you begin to look at the word, when you begin to read the word, certain things apply in all areas of your life. So given the phone, you know about the Google Maps. You know about the Google Docs because you're now applying that new phone to be in connection with your life. And you thinking, what you gonna tell your boss? I'll wait home. I'm in traffic right now. I just wait home to check the computer. No, you would have it right there. And so I encourage you to teach your kids, hey, whatever you need is right here. Like with that Prego, it's in there. Everything we need is in there. But is when you become more grounded, more rooted, you will become more stable and concrete in your stand, in your position. This is not a race for the fastest or the swiftest. This is, we're in a race where it only those who endure to the end. So I would encourage everyone to just continue planting seeds. As you begin to plant seeds, you begin to share those seeds. Each one teach one. So I wasn't gonna be up here long, but these are basic principles. These are basic principles that we can live by, grow by. We being fathers, mothers, these are things that can grow and last the test of time. Because you teach your children, they teach that it's something that keeps on giving. Even coworkers, hey, I know we can apply to your problem. This is what I did. This is what I know. And then they teach their people in their village. So it's a continual growing process. So as I say, your spirituality, your relationship doesn't start with just you. Is cultivating, nurturing, nurture. You know, if you're like seeds, if there's a long drought, you know water has to come from somewhere in order for your crops to grow. It's the word of God is knowing when to apply certain principles. And you would never know that unless you become in the Word. In the Word. He promises never come up void. He had already signed a contract in blood. Dear Father God, with ever listening, if you know, if you hear the voice speaking to you, if you're tired of running this rat race, knowing you do have a way to escape, you do have a Father who understands and aware and fulfill your every need. If you feel like, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I don't know what's going on. Every day is something different. Every time I go to the mailbox, it's something different. I would ask you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just come in. Come in. See what's entitled. See what the promises are. See what you qualify for. In all your days, you hear that you don't qualify. But here, you qualify. Once you accept it, you are now in the family. You're one with him. So what applies to the family applies to you too. Dear Heavenly Father, again, thank you for just the yokes in advance which were broken. I now count it done. I count changes in each and every one of your lives. I count it done. In your name, amen.